السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول الکریم، اما بعد. علماء کرام، موسٹ ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز، وی شوڈ بی گریٹفل ٹو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ فار ہیونگ بلیسڈ اس ود دس منتھ آف رمضان. دیر آر سو مینی آف اور برادرز، اور سسٹرز، پیرنٹس، فیملی ممبرز، مینی آف دیم ہو ویئر لیونگ اینڈ دے ویئر وٹنسنگ دا مبارک ڈیز آف رمضان لاسٹ ایئر. But due to accidents, murders, killings and natural deaths, they are no more with us this year. So we do not know whether we will see another year. On the first of Ramadan, about a year and a half or 2 years ago, my mother was very fit, very healthy. My father was in fact very sickly. And then suddenly on the 17th of Ramadan, she just gives a shock to everybody and passes away. So these type of things happen. And we do not know whether we will see another Ramadan. So let us make the best of this opportunity that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that man ahya sunnati inda fasad ummati falahu ajru miyati shaheed. That the person who brings to life my sunnat when there is fasad in the ummat, then for him is the sawab and reward of 100 shaheed, 100 martyrs. Rasul Pak Rasam is saying that when the person brings to life a sunnat of mine, when there is fasad in the ummat, then at that time the person will get the sawab of 100 shaheed, 100 martyrs. Now generally we take this to mean the sunnats of eating, of drinking, of sleeping, of walking, the sunnat of miswak, the sunnat that we normally make amal on with regards to going into the toilets, or before entering the toilet, after leaving the toilet. Now all those sunnats, we consider this hadith to be only applicable to that. Whereas it's not only applicable to that. The sunnat way of life of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever is going to bring to life in a time when there is fasad in the ummat, when people are making mockery of the sunnats, when people have destroyed the sunnat way of life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when the sunnat way of life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is being trampled upon or considered, na'uzu billah, as insignificant, at that time whosoever will bring to life this sunnat way of life of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then that person will get the reward of 100 martyrs. Now let us look at the fast itself. It is even applicable to this Ramadan fast that we are keeping. That one is the fast that you and I keep, that we just stay away from food, drink and carnal relationship from dawn to sunset. And we say that we have observed the fast. Now that is just the shape and the form of the fast. But the ruh and the soul of the fast is indeed dead. There is no doubt about that. We do not have to go very far for evidence to find out whether that ruh and soul of the fast is alive or dead. We must look into our own lives and see how we spend our day of Ramadan. How much of evil gazes we cast on women whom it is haram for us to see. With lust and with passion, how many gazes we cast even in the month of Ramadan. How much of ghibat we make from the morning till the evening whilst we are fasting. How much of lies we speak. How much of false qasam and oaths we take. How much of anger we give vent to, which is unjustified anger. How much of things we do from the morning till the evening, which practically invalidates the fast. It's just that we will say that you don't have to keep qaza, but that ruh and the soul of the fast is lost. So that kind of fast we keep. Now in these days of fasad, when the majority of the people like us are keeping these type of fasts, then it becomes important and necessary for us to look at the fast of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That sunnat fast, the sunnat way, the way in which Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed his fast. Now whoever is going to bring to life that kind of fast in these days of fitna, then he too will get the reward and the sawab of 100 martyrs. So we should not only think that this is related to just a few sunnats. It is in every aspect of our life. Now we have just commenced with the first day of fast. So what we should do, alhamdulillah, inshallah, it is hoped that from the time of Subh Sadiq, which set in, most of you were here, and inshallah we haven't committed much sins from that time up till now. So now the rest of the day also, make the niyat that, Ya Allah, we want to stay away from all sins. Make the niyat, as I'm repeatedly saying, that this niyat is something that binds the person. And if he's making it with sincerity, Allah Ta'ala gives such quwwat in this niyat that the person is able to observe a 16-day fast, 18-day fast, 18-hour fast, 16-hour fast. The person can keep because of this niyat. Because he has pledged, he has made a niyat that, Ya Allah, I am going to stay away from food, drink and all the haram things from morning till sunset. Now Allah Ta'ala gives him that himmat, that courage, that strength now to stay away. So we haven't started on the wrong foot, Alhamdulillah, most of us from the morning till now, or Subho Sadiq till now. So now until sunset also, if we just start off from the very first day, that the moment accidental sin we commit, we immediately make tawbah. We don't wait for the evening to make tawbah. That the person went to the bazaar, he has to go to the shop, he has to go to the marketplace, he has to go about his activities. Now there will be some accidental sins. The person does not want to cast evil glance, accidentally he casts a glance. So now don't wait till the evening to make tawbah. That tawbah must be immediate. Immediately the person must think that, what have I done? I am a fasting person. I have stayed away from food and drink. How can I be doing something that my Allah is displeased with? How can I nullify my fast by making ghibat? Whatever sin the person has committed accidentally, and I mentioned in my majlis just last week, that accident is an accident. But when the person is planning to go to the casino, the Wild Coast, the Sun City or anywhere else, and it is a distance away from his home, then we can't call that an accident. When the person is planning to go to the cinema and the theater, now he's going to buy a ticket, he's going to plan which day he's going to see the picture, then he's going to travel up to the cinema, now which means he had ample time before arriving there to make tawbah and istighfar. But if the person immediately makes tawbah, what I am saying is that accidental sins, if the person commits, then we say he's a Muslim, he can commit an accidental sin. So then don't wait till the evening that when the iftar time comes, then we will make some tawbah. Immediately make tawbah. Wash that heart off immediately. And then also, it's the first day, so begin with the qaza namazes, namazes which we have missed. If zakats have not been paid, start paying the zakat. The rights of people which we have trampled upon, we have violated. Monies which are due to people which we have not paid in the past. If we have, as they say, humbugged somebody, or we have cheated somebody or deceived somebody, then search for those people. Humble yourself. Never mind. Take that shame and that pain on the heart in this world. The akhirat, it is not going to be easy. So rather take that shame, that humiliation, that disgrace, that little bit of suffering. Go to the person, tell him, I made a mistake. Those days I was in a different line. Now I have realized, I've made tawbah. Give me some time, I want to pay you your money, or ask him for forgiveness. In this way, if the person is going to start off the first day of Ramadan, then inshallah you will see by the time the last 10 nights of Ramadan come, there will be like an ocean of noor that will be flowing in the heart. It is not just fantasy, it's not something that is from the world of fairy tales. I'm telling you the truth. Of course, I don't have that. I'm trying myself, but I can take the qasam, because there are millions of awliya-i-kiram who have experienced it. So don't wait to get that experience in the last 10 nights. Start off on this first day, and then at the end of the day, take a stock. Daily stock. How there are lots of businesses, they have computerized systems, and then they take a daily stock. They know exactly how much of goods are there, how much has been sold, and how much is arriving. Everything they know, it's on computer. So like that, at the end of the day, take a pen and page and see this first fast of mine, how much of sins I committed during this day of fast. Then you will see that how much of sins we have committed just in the one day. So make plenty of istighfar and tawbah again at the time of iftar. So immediate tawbah upon accidental sins, and plenty of tawbah again at the time of iftar. And then see, inshallah, within a few days you will find the light coming into the heart. At this time, because we have, as that example I give, that if a person is wearing a black, pitch black overall, then even if you pour a whole bottle of ink onto it, or you put a whole gallon of grease onto that, it's not going to show, because it's pitch black overall. But if the person is wearing a white overall, or is wearing a white kurta, then just one drop of ink, and is going to show from a distance. So at present our hearts are like that. Therefore, any amount of sin we commit, nothing, we feel nothing. But the day we purify our hearts a little, then the slightest sin we will commit, we will find, we will experience a restlessness. And then you will enjoy that sensation, that the moment you make tawbah and istighfar, then you will see how that heart begins to light up again. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq of making amal. and keeping the fast and observing the fast in the manner that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam observed, and especially what we should be increasing now in this month of Ramadan is our du'as for the mujahideen all over the world and especially in Afghanistan. I have repeatedly said that according to Mullah Amirul Mumineen, Mullah Umar, he says that this is all our tactics, a tactical move, it is a strategy, and they were just not coming down onto the ground. They were bombing from 30,000 feet above sea level and it was becoming very difficult. So therefore we have planned this so that let them come right inside, take over the cities, and then inshallah, I say, you will see within a few days or few weeks, Allah Ta'ala knows best, but they have great hopes that Allah Ta'ala will then restore the whole of Afghanistan once again to them. So we should make a lot of dua for them and make dua that Allah Ta'ala destroy the plans of these kuffar who are out to destroy Islam. Allah Ta'ala will destroy those who try to destroy Islam. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله. Brothers, it is indeed very, very rewarding to sit in the masjid to make tawbah, istighfar, read Quran Sharif, make zikr. But when your cars are obstructing people that are wanting to leave, then you will get no reward here. So if you want to sit longer, it is wonderful, but then you should go and park your car properly. So besides those who have parked in the parking bays, the others should immediately go after the salat and make sure that they do not obstruct those that are leaving. That is an important teaching of Islam and deen. Otherwise we will start getting sin from the very first day.